The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast on Friday, March the 24th. I'm Andy Holding, taking a look at a seven-race programme this evening at Dundalk. Yes, your ears weren't deceiving you. A seven-race programme at Dundalk, not the usual eight. Beginning at 6 o'clock and ending at 9 o'clock, the highlight of which comes in the shape of the six furlong conditions race at 7.30, in which the globe-trotting Gordon Lord Byron bids to win at the track for the fourth time at the ripe old age of nine. Plenty of other good races along the way, including the 8.30, again another decent conditions event at mile and a quarter. Plenty of old favourites, lots of decent betting opportunities for us here at Dundalk this evening.
Race one.
We begin with the 6 o'clock, in which we're dealing with a seven furlong claimer. Obviously, He's Our Music will be high up on the shortlist for most punters, coming here off the back of victory here last week. But that was over a mile and a quarter. And as you can see by his form figures, most of his best form nowadays tends to come on the round track rather than this specialist distance of seven furlongs. In fact, he's tried it 11 times in his life and never managed to win. So he's definitely a dodgy-looking paper favourite this morning. In behind him that day was Elusive in Paris. Certainly think he's got a chance of reversing the form, running over a distance more in keeping with his profile. Prior to that, he'd run well behind Chestnut Fire in a similar race to this, and I could certainly see him being there or thereabouts. But the two that I'd like to concentrate on here are Burn the Boat and Arbor Field. Both of them seem to be better suited by running over this distance and distances either side. Particularly Arborfield, who's very much a seven furlong specialist based on his last two or three performances. He's won two of his last three starts, including beating the very consistent Liddy's Prince here on the 10th of February. Nicely drawn in the middle with Smullen on board, I'm sure that Arborfield will run his usual game race. Burn the Boats, he hasn't won that so far this campaign, but he's certainly knocking at the door. And that run behind Split the Atom over six furlongs when he was doing all his best work at the end here on the 3rd of March suggests he's going to be somewhere on the premises. So the two against the field in the first are Burn the Boats and Arborfield.
Race two.
On to race number two then, and quite a trappy-looking two-mile maiden, which comes up at 6.30. St Stephen's Green certainly would be the pick of these based on his jump form. Of course, he was a winner at Killarney at the festival back in August. Prior to that, he'd also finished second to Heartbreak City in a very good race at Galway, so he's obviously quite useful in his own right. Whether he can translate that form onto the all-weather surface here on the flat is obviously open to question, but the market certainly speaks favourably of him. And, of course, Pat Smullen has been booked as well, so connections clearly fancy their chances here tonight. Certainly mentioned Zamira in a positive light. She was a bit of a disappointment the last day when beaten at even money, but obviously she ran well on debut, so there's a good chance that returning to Dundalk, she will perform to something like her best. Do think Invisible Dog, however, is a rock-solid each-way alternative to the front two in the market, having finished placed on its last two starts behind Mulwani and behind Robe of Honour last time out. That was over a mile, and given that this horse travels well, settles well in his races, there's a good chance that he'll pick this lot off in the latter stage and certainly work itself into the frame anyway at the very least. So the Invisible Dog is the each-way choice in race two.
Race number three.
On to race three then, and quite a trappy looking affair over six furlongs. Strategic Hikes comes here off the back of a nice win here on the 10th of March when beating Red All Star in the latter stages. And John Fiend's charge is such a muddle of consistency, it's hard to leave him out of calculations. Your pal Tao won this race 12 months ago, so he's obviously got to be on the shortlist, having finished second to Ken Sam's two starts ago over tonight's course and distance. And he's got a nice low draw as well. Do you think Liddy's Prince is another one to come into the reckoning? He's also been a very consistent performer in recent times. And even though he was fourth last start behind Geological, we know that any horse that runs behind Damien English's Charge or close up to that horse has got to be marked up in a race of this nature. Guanabara Bay looks the one of the bigger priced horses to consider following that victory here 3 starts ago when he was a good winner that day over tonight's course and distance. Disappointing in his last 2 starts over 7. He's got every chance of bouncing back to his very best over at his optimum conditions. The choice, however, is Lily's Prince each way. He's going to be there or thereabouts. His time figures are good. And although he could have done with a slightly better draw, I'd certainly expect Lily's Prince to make the frame at the very least.
Race 4.
On to race number 4, and this is the big race of the night. Obviously, all eyes are going to be here on Gordon Lord Byron after his another series of jet-setting over to Dubai, where he ran quite consistently well in 6 furlong handicaps, run at very, very strong speeds. Whether he's quite sharp enough nowadays to come back and beat 1 or 2 local heroes here on this all-weather surface is obviously up to question. And he's got a bad draw as well in stall number 9, so I'd be against Gordon Lord Byron here. The big time figure horses are Togaville, Grey Danube and Patrick, particularly Togaville, who's got every chance of getting loose on the front here. Once he made all here 2 starts ago from a bad draw, beating quite a few of tonight's rivals, including Patrick and Grey Danube. And if he gets to the front from that wide berth, he's going to be very difficult to catch down the lane. But Patrick, who was a disappointment that night, sent off the 9-4 favourite, would be my alternative to the jolly here. I'd certainly be of a forgiving nature for Richard O'Brien's Charge, because prior to that, he'd also clocked a very fast time in his own right again. That was his first run off the shelf for New Connections, and he beat Geological and Shepherd's Purse, and that form definitely reads well in the context of this race. He just bounced to the moon last time out. He never settled. He was awkward at the start. Just basically just had an off night. Some horses, when they run big figures, tend to pay for those exertions next time out in a short period of time. He's got a good draw tonight. Ewan Daly's been booked, who obviously rode this horse 2 starts ago. And off the back of strong fractions, I'd expect Patrick to leave that disappointing run well and truly behind here tonight.
Race 5.
On to the 5th race then, and my second best bet on the card runs in the shape of Bittern. Her form figures don't look all that exciting, just to the casual observer. But if you look at that run in more detail last time out behind Brocopondo, that would certainly give her every chance of running well in a race of this nature. The handicap has actually dropped to £2 off that run, which allows her to run in an 0-65, a race or a grade of race that this horse hasn't faced for quite a while in recent times. It's actually won off a mark of 76 in its pomp, this horse. So it's not as if it's been running badly either. And I think the bookmakers have taken quite a bit of a chance here on Bittern today, given that this race is pretty poor by the standards of what she's been facing in the last few weeks.
Race number 6.
On to the penultimate contest, and this should go the way of Firefighting. The English Raider has taken a prize of this nature before in the past, and with this the kind of like the confidence that this horse also goes well fresh, this does look at an ideal opportunity for Mark Johnson's Charge to make a winning reappearance to the action here tonight. Of the dangers, while there are several, I'd certainly give a favourable mention to Sanus Per Aquam from the Jim Bolger stable. Albeit he's been very lightly raced in recent times, he has got some decent form to suggest he could be fully effective on this surface, which he encounters for the first time. Stronger Than Me would also have to come into the argument. Certainly from a place perspective, he often runs his best races here at this track. And even though he's knocking on a bit in age, he proved that when we last saw him back in November, he can still run to a very high standard. But Firefighting is the choice.
And the final race.
On to the final race then, and not a particularly strong view here, but if I was forced to have a bet, it would go in the direction of Tennessee Waltz from the Damien Marnane stable. He tried 6 furlongs for the first time last time out, and although he ran quite well from the back of the field, he was too far behind and he couldn't quite get to the front runners in the latter stages. However, he did finish off his race quite strongly to suggest that stepping back up in trip will definitely suit this 6-year-old. Prior to that, he'd run really well behind War Room over tonight's course and distance, and he was a winner the time before over 7 furlongs. So with a decent draw and Pat Smullen on board, Tennessee Waltz round about the 5-1 mark makes plenty of sense each way in the final race. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. Please do tune in again where we're going to take a look at a 7-race flat card at Nace on Sunday, which of course is the beginning of the Irish turf flat season. So until then, it's goodbye for me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.